Hey everybody, what is going on? Arian here from Money Moves Under 30, back for another episode. I just want to say thank you so much for taking time out of your very, very busy days. I know there's literally a thousand different things that you could be listening to, but the fact that you're listening to this, I'm forever grateful for, and your future self will be forever grateful for. You know, money management, personal finance, it's not the sexiest topic in the world. It's something that isn't super exciting. But I promise you one thing, 20 years from now, your future self will be so grateful that you took control over your money today. You know, the amount of people that I meet that, you know, they're 50, 60, 70 years old that wish they could go back in time to learn about money. That being said, let's dive into it. On today's episode, I want to talk about real estate. You know, the real estate isn't something that I've actually talked about too much into detail. And in this episode, I want to give you a five-step plan on how I look at real estate, how we at Enriched Academy look at real estate. You know, real estate is something that has stood the test of time. It's been around forever, and it's one of the most consistent ways to create passive income for you, for your family, and to start working towards financial freedom. You know, one of my favorite quotes is say, don't wait to buy real estate, buy real estate and wait. And the timing of this episode is actually perfect because I'm about to close on my second investment property tomorrow. Knock on wood. Hopefully nothing goes wrong. So I'm not going to do a whole episode on that until the papers are signed. I'm good to go. But yeah, 23 years old now, about to own two different properties. And so I'm going to share with you my process, how I think about properties, what to look for, what areas to look for, what properties to look for, and how to get the deal done. Now, the first thing that we have to overcome is some of the hurdles that a lot of people have when it comes to investing in real estate. I know most of you are listening thinking, Arian, man, what are you talking about? I'm in university. I just got my first job. How on earth will I invest in real estate? And I feel you. I understand where you are. You know, for me, when I was in high school, I read so many books on real estate. I wanted to invest in real estate. All the wealthy people that I was reading, their biographies talked about real estate. So for me, as a 16, 17-year-old high school kid, I wanted to invest in real estate, but I just couldn't. Like, I absolutely could not. I had no money. I had no credit, no connections, no family members that were in real estate. So it was very tough for me. The cool thing, though, by 20 years old, I was able to buy my first property with my parents as a joint partnership. And if you're thinking, oh man, my parents wouldn't do that, trust me, mine were the exact same way. I had to put together a presentation, I did all the work, I had to anticipate all their objections and overcome them. So there's always a way, but you have to be willing to put in the work and you need to change your thoughts. And I know I'm really, really focusing on this right now and some of you just want to hear the framework, but here's what I'll tell you. I can give you the best tools, the best strategies, the best resources, but if you don't have the right mindset, it's all going to be useless. Having the right mindset is the utmost important thing when it comes to investing and building wealth. The tools don't matter. The information doesn't matter. It's about, do you have the right mindset? Do you have the money mindset? And that's why I want to spend some time here. And even for me, I let that affect me. Over the past 2 years, one big mistake I made was I let the noise get to me. And what I mean by that, over the past couple of years, there's been so much talk around how mortgages are getting harder to get, how there's stress tests, how if you're self-employed, good luck getting a mortgage, and all these news articles, and you would hear this every single day. And what happened was that noise became my thoughts. And instead of thinking, how can I buy real estate, I was thinking, I can't buy real estate because I'm self-employed, because I have a corporation, because I don't claim a lot of income due to taxes. And that paralyzed me from taking action. For about 2 years, I wasn't even looking at real estate. I wasn't even considering it because I just thought I couldn't qualify. I wasn't able to get a mortgage. And so as soon as I changed my thought from I can't qualify, I can't get a mortgage, to how can I get a mortgage, everything really changed. I started calling all these different mortgage brokers, having in-depth conversations with accountants, reaching out to other experts, and looking for different opportunities. And as soon as that happened, number one, I'm about to close on a pre-construction condo. And the beautiful thing about a pre-construction, you don't need to get the mortgage right now. All you need is a pre-approval. So there you go. That's an opportunity that I wouldn't even have looked at if I let the noise get to me. Number two, I found out that there's a way to get a mortgage inside of a corporation. It's not easy. You need to open up a holding company. It's not going to be from an A lender, but a B lender. But there you go. And number three, talking to different mortgage brokers, I found out I can personally qualify for a mortgage. That's not a huge amount. I can't buy a place in Toronto, but I could buy another property in Oshawa, Windsor, St. Catharines, Kingston, Ottawa. And the reason I'm sharing this story with you is I really want to drill in this point that mindset trumps strategy. That it's not about what's in your pocket or what's in your bank account. It's what's in your mind. And the first step to investing in real estate is not the strategy or the framework, which I'm about to share with you. It's about having the right mindset. All right, that being said, enough with the kumbaya stuff. Let's really dive into it and talk about real estate. And this is a five-step framework that I recently put together because looking at different properties, I found out I'm subconsciously using this framework, and to get it on pen and paper, it's amazing to see. So this framework, I've actually made a visual of it to share with Enriched Academy. If you'd like that visual, hit me up on LinkedIn or hit me up on Instagram and I'll be more than happy to send that your way. All right, so the best way to think about this framework is imagine a pyramid. Now this pyramid is gonna be separated into different sections, and each of these different sections are the different steps in the framework. So the very top of the pyramid is the city, the city you wanna invest in. Under that is the area, so inside that city are different areas. Under that is the property. Under that is the actual deal. And then the bottom, the foundation, is your tenants. So that's how it's set up. That's what it looks like. And this is what I go through every time I want to buy an investment property. I ask myself, what city do I want to invest in? What city is up and coming? Number two, what area in that city are the good areas? I don't want to be in the ghetto area or the place where a lot of trouble is caused. Number three, what is the actual property? Is it structurally sound? Next is the actual deal. How can I put together this deal that's going to benefit me? And then finally, your tenants. The last thing, you can have everything right, but if you have poor quality tenants, they can make your life a living hell. To explain this further, I want to use my investment property in Oshawa as an example. Before I wanted to make that investment in Oshawa, I had to look at all the different cities in Ontario. And this is where the research comes in. You really have to sit down and say, okay, what are the areas that are close to Toronto? What are the areas that have transportation? What are the areas where there's job growth, population growth, there's new developments? These are the things that you want to look out for. So when I looked at something like Oshawa, well, Oshawa, it's 45 minutes east of Toronto. Okay, and the average price in Oshawa at the time was about $500,000. If you go 45 minutes north of Toronto, you have something like Richmond Hill where the average price is $1 million. If you go 45 minutes west of Toronto, you end up in Mississauga or Oakville. And once again, those are like very expensive houses. So I saw Oshawa as an opportunity because it's close to Toronto. It's got a 407 extension, great transportation into Toronto as a great, great opportunity there. Another great thing that you could do is you could go online and search top places to invest in your country, like top places to invest in Canada, and you will get a great list and a great report of different things. Not that you have to use that list, but that could be a good starting point to help you out as well. So once you've picked your city and you're like, you know what, I want to invest in Oshawa or Windsor or whatever the city might be, the next step is the area. Because as you know, every city has their good and bad areas. So this is where a real estate agent can help you out. Before I even got a real estate agent, I went online and I searched Oshawa tours. And so there's these great YouTube videos of people going around Oshawa, showing the different areas, and even looking at reports, like you could just search on Google, top neighborhoods in Oshawa. And what I found in specifically Oshawa, South Oshawa is a little bit on the ghetto side, a little bit underdeveloped. But if you go North Oshawa, oh my God, North Oshawa is beautiful. You have all these new development, these brand new plazas. It's very close to the 407 for those that are working or want access to transportation. So I kind of pinpointed, okay, Oshawa's a city. The area is going to be somewhere in North Oshawa. Now the next step in the pyramid, which is step number three, is the actual property. And this is where a realtor is really going to come in handy, because a realtor, when you're put on their list, they're going to show you different properties, different listings, what's up and coming. And so your job is to be as specific as possible. Tell the realtor, hey, listen, I want to only look at properties in North Oshawa, duplex properties, and this is the criteria. That's what our criteria was at the time. It has to be a duplex, and it has to be in North Oshawa. Step number four is the actual deal. Do the numbers make sense? And this is where you're going to have to do a little bit of math, and this is where a little bit more education is going to come into place. You know, luckily at Enriched Academy, we have this amazing, amazing tool called the Property Analyzer. Basically, how it works is all you do is you put your numbers in the calculator, and at the bottom, it shows you your rate of return. So when looking at these properties, you want to make sure it's got a good cash flow, good cap rate, good mortgage pay down. What's your total return on investment, and are you happy with that? That's where the deal is. Also, you're going to go a step further, and you're going to make sure that there's proper conditions. You're going to make sure that you do an inspection. You're going to make sure that the appraisal is done as well. So in this step, there's going to be a little bit more work. There's going to be some number crunching, and this is where your realtor can help as well, and accounting can help as well. But honestly, this is where you're going to have to go and do your homework a bit more. You're going to have to learn about cap rates, cash flow, mortgage pay down, and it's not hard to do at all. It's actually very easy. There's a lot of great calculators and tools online that can help as well. If you would like the Property Analyzer, hit me up as well on the social media. To break down the numbers of the investment property in Oshawa, it was purchased for $500,000. Now, when you take a look at the mortgage, repairs, all those things, it averaged about $2,000 per month. The estimated rent for upstairs, because it's a duplex, so someone can live upstairs and downstairs, was $1,600. Downstairs was $1,400. So altogether, it was about $3,000 plus the mortgage, repairs, all that, $2,000. Net about $1,000 per month. Now it's a great appreciation area and the mortgage is being paid down as well. So all the numbers made sense. We ran the numbers, we looked at different calculations, mortgage paid down, cash flow, appreciation, and all the numbers checked our boxes, and that's when we knew it was a good deal. Now the last and final step is your tenants. So after the deal is closed, after you have the property, after the financing has gone through, now you have this property. In order to make sure that it's successful, you need people in there renting it from you, earning you a passive income. Now, tenants can make your life a living hell or make your life very blissful. And frankly, all of this can be avoided. You know, there's ways to find good tenants, to screen them, to ask them questions, and to go through a process. And going back a step, that's why step number two, where after you found the right city, you want to make sure you find the right area. Because you don't want to be in an area where you're not going to get quality tenants. You want to make sure you're in an up-and-coming area, a developed area, there's good jobs around. That's why step number two is so important. So finding tenants is not a hard process, but it takes time, and you do need to do your due diligence. You need to ask the right questions. You need to get references. You need to call past employers or past property managers. Just make sure you have the right tenants in your investment property. It's so, so important. I can't emphasize that enough. And if you do have an investment property, something else that can help is a property manager. For the one in Oshawa, my parents actually manage it. But if I were to buy another property in Windsor or somewhere else, I don't have the time to go in, check in, make sure everything is going well. So a property manager is someone that does all the work for you. Now, they charge you a fee. It's usually between 5 to 10% of the monthly rent. And they do everything for you. And in some cases, they even help you find a tenant. So that's the five-step framework. That is literally how I think about buying any investment property. Taking a look at the city first. Okay, check. Next. Area. Boom. Check. Property. Check. Deal. Boom. Okay, does the deal make sense? Great. Check. Finally, tenants. Do I have the right tenants in place? Or will this area attract good tenants? Great. Check. Boom. That's it. Five-step framework. Hope you enjoyed that episode. Once again, the visual is a lot easier to take a look at, so hit me up on social media. I'll be more than happy to send that out to you. And if you did enjoy this episode, I'm going to keep doing more episodes like this, giving you real-life examples. As I mentioned before, I'm going to close on a condo tomorrow, and I'm going to run you through the numbers, my thought process, what the deal looks like, and how I set it up. And I think that's really going to help you and open your mind to different opportunities as well. If you haven't already, please leave a review. That would mean the world to me. That being said, thank you so much for listening into another episode. Hope you enjoyed that one on real estate. As a reminder, don't wait to buy real estate. Buy real estate and wait. And even if it's not this year, start putting together a 12-month plan or a 24-month plan. Start saving for the down payment. Do your research. You know, get your mindset right. That is literally the most important thing that you can do. So once again, thanks for listening, and we will be back real soon.